Tonight she is a Vorschläme of Nissel Bass Bass Edel. A short thought I just want to share with. It's interesting. It struck me. It's a posh thought, really. It's very basic, but it's so incredibly true. And I think that it's a time to think about this and revise it in our minds. After Parshas Yisroi comes Parshas Mishpatim. Yisroi is the very grand receiving of the Torah. Grand. How Chazal describe it, with the Melochim coming down and the noise and the sound. It was a very incredible moment in the history of mankind. And the truth is, it wasn't just by Hasina. Chazal teach us that Kabbalah Zotero was worldwide. Everything went quiet and still, when the Torah was received, it was a very incredibly powerful event. After that comes Parshas Mishpatim. Parshas Mishpatim is tons and tons of laws, all the laws. And it seems a bit, how should we say, tons of laws. So many Mishpatim, so many laws. So I think what it's telling us as follows. I mean, it's posh pshat really, but I think that's really what it means. So we sometimes get very emotionally, we get chizik, we get emotionally a tremendous chizik in our avodas Hashem, and we feel like, oh, hey, great, I really want to serve Hashem, and we have got these moments of Kabbalah Sotur moments, and for strong inspired moments, and we feel that yes, we want to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But really, this doesn't suffice. It has to lead to a mishpatim afterwards. It has to lead to the fulfillment of the detail and the detailed amount of mitzvahs. It's not good enough to just feel inspired and feel like a Jew, you know, I'm a Jew in the heart. I'm fully inspired. I'm fully one server, Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's not good enough. There's no such thing. But it has to lead towards afterwards the parshim mishpatim, which all the detailed and what's the word? Intricacies. What's the word? Intricacies of the Kiyum HaMitzvahs. It's very, very scary, but I know the Chazanish writes in one place. It's very scary. I always, when I see this Chazanish, I just looked for it before. I don't know if it's in, I actually forgot if it's in the Igris, in the letters of the Chazanish, or in one of the talks, the Chazanish writes somewhere. It's such a scary thought. But the Chazanish writes that if a person, it could be fulfilling 30 years, he can have tefillin, and he can every day put on tefillin with all his intentions and kavanas, and done with those tefillin, and make brachas on the tefillin. And after 30, 40 years of using the tefillin, he checks them and he opens them up, and he says, actually, a kot social yud missing. There's a little bit of the yud missing, tiny bit of the yud missing. Chazanish says that with all his intentions and all his heart, and all his islavas, and all his warmth in the mitzvah and everything, at the end of the day, he never fulfilled mitzvah tefillin his whole life, as far as the Bereshit is concerned. This is nothing. It's void. He didn't fulfill the mitzvah. It's one letter missing in the tefillin, in the parshas. One kotzer shel yud missing. And all the 30 years, not only they didn't fulfill mitzvah tefillin, but in fact, all the brachos he made, who brachos in vain, he's actually going to get punished for that as well. So it's just very scary thought that it's not just to be a Jew in the heart. It's not just about yid. Of course, a yid needs to be inspired, and of course, yid needs to be full of it. It needs to be enthusiastic for the kiyum mitzvahs. But at the end of the day, it needs to lead to the absolute detailed kiyum of the mitzvahs. It needs to. It must. We have very, very rigid a frame of halacha, and if you don't keep to it, then you haven't fulfilled anything. If a person has got a tiny bit less than the required share of the Dalet Kosas, a tiny bit less, a milliliter less of the required share of the, he hasn't tiny bit less than the kezayis, he didn't fulfill the mitzvah. It's very scary in a way, but that's really what it's teaching us. And after Yisroi comes Parshas Mishpatim. It must do. It must come. Mishpatim must come with all the detail. Okay. Simon Shinun Seif Beis. We'll be doing Simon Shinun Seif Beis and Seif Gimel, as well as Simon Shinun Aleph Seif Aleph. First part of it. Okay, Simon Shin Nun Sif Beis is telling us as follows: Lo yamoid odom b'rishus rabim. A person may not stand in a rishus rabim, in a public domain, ve'yashten and urinate or yorok or spit b'rishus yochid in a private domain. So if you're standing in one domain, you may not be mashtin or spit into the rishus yochid, oy bekamlis, oy b'chau into the kamlis, or vice versa. Even if your mouth is outside, it's not good enough. So the spitting is actually a very interesting halacha, because what it's telling us over here is that if you are in the Rishus HaRabim and you are spitting onto Rishus HaYochit, you're doing an Issa, because even if your mouth is actually already in that Rishus, the fact that you are spitting into the other domain, that is actually considered Hoitzah. And even more that, furthermore, Sif Gimel is telling us even greater Chiddush, which is as follows: Rukoi Shenitlash Mepiv, saliva, which is already Nitlash Mepiv, saliva which is already liquid in the person's mouth, who Muchon Lezorko, and it's ready to be to spit it out. It's already detached. Loshon Shulchan Aruch is detached. Detached saliva in a person's mouth. Yesh Misha Oy, as some say, even greater Chiddush. Person may not walk for Amos Brishus Rabim in a public domain until he has actually spit. So it means that, which is interesting. So a person has got saliva in his mouth, he may not walk till Amos Brishus Rabim. Why not? Carrying. Why is that considered carrying? You're right, but it's a chiddush. Yeah. Absolutely, even more so. Absolutely, very good. So we're learning over that saliva which is in a person's mouth, if it's detached, which Chanoch calls detached, and it's a liquid, that's considered carrying. Do not say it's in a person's body, and it's in my mouth, and therefore I'm allowed to carry it. No, it's not true. It is something which is already something which is about to go out, and therefore, since it's about to go out, it's considered detached, and it's considered akira already has been done, and therefore by carrying Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim, you're actually overnight on carrying Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim, and he's also a sweet, very good example as well. You're right. Do not say it's in my mouth. I have a sweet in my mouth, a chewing gum or anything like that, and I'm allowed to carry it in the Brishus HaRabim because it's in my mouth. No, you may not. It's already considered, it's something which is called detached, and yes, you have items in your mouth which are not absorbed in the mouth, and those are considered detached, and therefore you're not allowed to carry it in Dalet Amos Brishus HaRabim. Not only that, but also if you're walking out one Rishus to the other, the same halacha would apply. So that's the Chiddush of Sif Gimel. The Bi Avraham discusses as to whether it's actually the Reis or the Rabbonon, but either way, the Bi Avraham says even a Kamenis will be also. So halacha Lemaisa, it doesn't make a difference whether it's the Reis or the Rabbonon, even a Kamenis will be also. We're carrying on with Simon Shin and Aleph. Now, I strongly recommend using the Tirshu Mishnah Berurah Sevi'ah because of the three pictures that are printed. It's going to make it much, it's going to be very helpful. So, Simon Shin and Aleph is talking about a scenario of a person who is standing in a public domain. Can you see this young man over here? He's on his t-shirt. It says, Omer Brishus HaRabim. Yeah, have you got it? Okay, because this man is actually standing in the Rishus HaRabim. Now what he's doing is, he wants to, for some reason or another, collect the water which is coming from the drain pipe. Now to me it is, I don't exactly understand the sense, because especially according to this picture, what's going to happen is he's going to have a very wet elbow. If you know what I mean. But that's exactly what he's doing. So let's see what Shulchan Aruch says. L'yamet odom Rishus HaRabim, a person may not stand in a Rishus HaRabim. V'yichabe yodin le'maschilo, and he connects his hand to the maschilo, which is the drain pipe. So please note, this is that clear that this pipe, what's called the pipe? It's called the gutter. Yeah, that's it. This gutter is connected to a Rishus HaYochid. Now what's the halachic... the halachic status of the roof. That's right. The roof is Rishus HaYochid. You're allowed to carry on a roof. It's Rishus HaYochid. Very good. What's the halachic status of this gutter? The water in the gutter? The gutter itself? That's right. Rishus HaYochid. As in picture number A. Picture number one. So you have got over here the person. Lo yamed odom Rishus HaRabim. May not stand Rishus HaRabim. Ve'icha b'yod le'maschilo. And you connect your hand to this gutter. Maschilo is gutter. Which is as follows. Shu tzinoi oruch, it's a long pipe. Munach, positioned. La'orich agag, at the length of the roof. Besorich shloish tfochim somuch lagag, which if it's three tfochim, this gutter is three tfochim close to the roof. Elekabel amayim, and to collect the water. See, that's why I think it should be collecting the water and not just holding it like this. to collect the water. That's why this picture, I don't like particularly this picture because of his hand. But to collect the water, mimeno, why? Why are you not allowed to do that? Why are you not allowed to collect? Why are you not allowed to collect the water like this? Picture number one. Why is this also to do? That's right. He's the Rishus Rabbim. And the water is? And therefore, yeah, it is carrying from Moshe Yochid to Rishus Rabbim. He is a Rishus Rabbim man. It says it explicitly on his t-shirt. And the water is from Moshe Yochid because it's on the gutter on the Moshe Yochid. Oh, we'll speak about that. We'll speak about that. What he's doing is collecting the water. The water is going, he's collecting, he's doing anocha of water. He's doing anocha. So you're not allowed to do that. For the kabbalah ma'im imeno, shekim and shubesoch shloisho somuch legag, choshev kigag. Since this gutter is 3 tfachim close to the roof, yeah, it's considered as if it's part of the roof. And therefore, also it is prohibited, beinim lemalo me'asora, whether it is higher than 10 or less than 10, it doesn't make a difference because he's actually collecting the water from Rishus Yochid onto Rishus Rabbim. He's a Rishus Rabbim man. His hand is considered Rishus Rabbim, and therefore there's Oitzah here. Avol, but, and now we're going to move to picture number 2. Avol mutal diklot min avir, but if it's going through airspace, it's permitted. Why? Because. Very good. Because it goes through a domain. Because it's going through the airspace. And airspace is considered what? If it's higher than Yutfachim? No. Even better? Welcome to. So, in Avolmut Elikra Min Avir, but you have to collect it through the airspace. If it went through airspace, Afilim Yodu Toch Shloshon Maschila, even his hand is 3 Tfachim close to the Maschila, to this gut, it's okay. And the reason is, Shnebu explains, in Seif Kotten Dalet min Avir, Ein Amayim Yoridim min HaMaschilo Oy min HaGag, Es Amayim Yoridim min HaMaschilo min HaGag, in Da Avir Shlemalo min HaSor, because airspace, higher than 10 Tfachim, Mokum 2 is Mokum 2, and therefore it's fine, the wood is going through Mokum 2, and therefore it's permitted. Finally, case number 3, Hoysor Maschilo Boiletes, Boiletes Shloshim min HaGag, if the gutter is 3 Tfachim distanced from the roof, as in picture number 3. Is it very clear? I don't know if it's so clear. It's can you see the difference between picture number 2 and picture number 3?
I
know
there's a lot of words.
One and three.
One and three, I think it's...
Yeah, one and two are the same. The third ridge, the ledge is longer.
Mm.
But it's
right, without commenting on the graphic designing of this, yes, the point... Well, they do say over here, but between the arrows, it says, Yoisem Gimel Tfachim. So we're getting the point that this gutter here, in picture number 3, is 3 Tfachim away from the wall, as opposed to in picture number 1, which is meant to show us that it is within 3 Tfachim. So what's the halacha then? Shulchan Aruch is telling us, if it's protruding, it's extended, shloisha, more than 3 Tfachim in a gag from the roof, in any, actually, if you've got any pipe work, which is just in the sky, without being attached to a roof, Yochoil lechaber yodo aleihem velechaber amayim. He can just collect the water from it. Why is that? She'ein bohem arba al arba, since it's less than 4 and 4 tfachim, ve'ein lemato me'asor, it is higher than 10 tfachim from the ground, and therefore it's going to be considered makom tu, and therefore it's okay. Aval im ein bohem, aval im yesh bohem arba al arba, if the pipe is bigger than 4 and 4, oy afilo ein bohem arba al arba, ve'ein lemato me'asor, if it's, then it's going to be also. So the point of picture number 3 is that since it's detached more than 3 tfachim, it's considered an oshus in its own. It's not considered connected to Roshus Yochid, and therefore,
the pipe.
Yes, the pipe is considered so that depends now. If it is less than 4 and 4 tfachim, so therefore the Mishnah explains if cotton zain, yochel lecha biyodoi, He can put his hand there. The kimon shaboy the shlosha two loy choshev kikag. It's not considered part of the ceiling, and therefore it's considered as next mishabur tells us mokum ptur, and therefore it's fine. You're allowed to put that. If the pipe is its own domain, not connected to the roof, then it's considered mokum ptur, and therefore you can put your hand there. Yeah. Yep.
Then you're not doing any akira.
Yes, but nevertheless, you're right. So at least it's going to be an osam and abono.
Okay, which is not the same.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably not considered doing the akira yourself, correct? Yeah. It's still awesome, Dabonon, yeah. Okay, it reminds me, as we are proceeding to Simon Shin Lamed Ches, it reminds me that, a year or two ago, I was in Hungary. I remember this site, it was quite incredible. I was going one of those cities in Hungary for Kivri Ovis, and I was going through this road, and it was like this huge pipe. You can't even picture it. It was this huge pipe going across, like it was like this road, and it was a huge pipe, like a tunnel, like an archway of a pipe. And I asked the driver, "What on earth is this pipe?" And he didn't know what I was pointing to. He said, "This over here, this. He said, "What is this?" He said, "Oh, this is..." He didn't know what I was talking about. He said, "This pipe." He said, "Yeah, this is electricity. I said, "What, electricity in pipes like this?" He said, "Yeah, that was one of the initial things that the communists thought of." He said, "In pipes like this, like random, you look at this," and he said, "What on earth did they think when they did like pipes like this? You can put them anywhere, like not so..." They were so proud of this industrial achievement that they had made. They made like a hole, when you drive, it's like, it hits you as you're driving past. Anyway, I just thought of it as we're talking about pipes not being attached to anywhere. I just have this sight in mind. Okay. We are up to Simon Shin Lamed Tes. Shin Lamed Tes, one of my pet topics is over here in the Ramah, if I may call it like that. Let's get to it in a minute, Mitzvah. We'll talk about swimming on Shabbos. Swimming on Shabbos? Have to swim on Shabbos? No swimming on Shabbos. We'll talk about, musical instruments on Shabbos. And we'll talk about some of other clapping and other interesting halachas here. Okay. Simon Shin Lamed Tes. Sif Aleph. Ein roich min al gabe behema. You're not to. It's page 370. Ein roich min al gabe behema. You're not to ride an animal on Shabbos. Okay, we spoke about that early in Simon Shin Hei. Sif Beis. Ein shotin al pnei amayim. Swimming. Swimming is also on Shabbos. Why is swimming also on Shabbos?
So Shechita?
There could be at times, but even if you know you're not going to do Shechita. You're right, it could be often a problem of Shechita, but there's another issue as well. More intrinsic, rabbinical, Issa. They've established.
You can pull off a branch.
Nearly, very similar to that. Yes, that what? That's right. So Chachamim were very concerned. Now remember those days they didn't have the it's pretty much the equivalent of the what's called when children learn how to swim, they've got the life rings or armbands. There was nothing of those. So people were very concerned if they swim and they're getting tired. Armbands, yeah. So what they're gonna do is it's pretty much the equivalent. They're gonna do chavis shayotin. They're gonna make a chavis. It's a wooden barrel, which due to its light and there's only air inside, so there's nothing inside it. And then it floats. It's a floating kind of barrel. And when a person is tired and he can't swim anymore, so he's going to lean on it, and that's going to make him. It's going to help him support him to. When he swims, that's the itzah. So now we're really concerned if a person is going to swim, and he might not be such a good swimmer. So Chacham were concerned, don't swim on Shabbos, because if you are going to swim, perhaps you're going to end up getting tired and going to fix one of those, or create, or fix at least, one of those barrels, Chavish Shel Shayotin, and that's also Medar Torah to create one of those. Therefore, Chacham categorically forbade swimming on Shabbos. That's what Shulchan Aruch basically telling us. Ein Shotin, Hal Pnei HaMayim. You may not swim on Pnei HaMayim, on the sea, hafilu bevrecha shebevchotze, not only on the sea, but even a brecha on a pool shebevchotze in the court. If you've got a swimming pool, you may also not swim on Shabbos. Mipnei, because shemayim nekorim v'yoytzim chutz lebrecha, because when the water goes and uproots and goes over the brecha, over the other sides. Domi lenari resembles a nor, a river. Now let's see Mishnah Berurah cotton base. Oh, we'll start Shulchan Aruch in a minute. Yes, help me on my biyod of raglov. She gam raglov okam in a kakamai. V'atam, the reason is Mishnah Berurah tells us. Shema, perhaps yas the chovis shel shayotin. He'll perhaps make a chovis, a barrel shel shayotin of swimmers, a swimmers barrel. Can the misaim lekamon v'ukli shel goyme? It is a kli, a vessel made out of goyme. Shorgin oisoy. It's like a basket. It's made out of goyme of. It's a light material, yes. Ve'oisin kimin chovis aruka. It is a long item, more like long. Yeah, it's teaching people and supporting them to swim. Now you're right in differentiating because Mishnah Berurah cotton dalat has bechotzer. The Shulchan Aruch tells bechotzer. But now what happens if it's not in chotzer? The Shulchan Aruch continues, and that's your point. If there is a border, an edge, soviv around it, muta is permitted. Why? Tekim da'afilu neku amayim asfas machzeres oisim limkoimam. If there's a border, a like step around it, there's a clear border around it, so it's not a natural pool or river, but if there is like a man-made border around it, then what happens is as machzeres oisim limkoimam, then the water is gonna clash and it goes back into the sea. Then have like a kli. Then itself, it's called the pool itself. It's considered the kli. There's no room to make of perhaps it's going to create the chavish al shayotin. So we have over here a rule that if the water is closed, enclosed, and there is a step around it, or there is an edge around it, a man-made edge around it, in which if the water, defined by the fact that if water goes, he clashes and he comes back exactly where it came from, so a man-made kind of enclosure, that makes this pool a kli in its own right, that's considered a kli, that's a man-made kli, I wouldn't call it a kli perhaps, but it's a man-made environment, and in that kind of a man-made environment, Chachomim will never establish the issa of swimming. You can just climb out, and therefore there is no issa of swimming there. Therefore, most man-made swimming pools are not included in the gzeira. Now the question is, what do you think about contemporary swimming pools? Now there's often going to be a problem, what you mentioned, of schita, but otherwise man-made swimming pools. If you are, should be fine, yeah. So if you've got a back garden, you've got a swimming pool there. Anybody? Swimming pool in your back garden? No? Not yet? Maybe next? Yeah, okay, so there you go. So fine, that's it. So you have it over here. According to this, it should be fine. But of course, you do have to be careful about schit and other potential problems as well. Okay. Now, the next seif is going to be about clapping. We'll leave that for tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. There is a problem of schita that at times, what were you mentioning? There is a perhaps a minik, Hakad Moinim, as soon earliest form, it's brought down a well-established minik that you don't call swimming on Shabbos. But it's an established minik which is brought down in early poskim. But to call it also, I think it's pushing it if it's within this, what we learned now. If it's within this, then obviously to swim by the beach, well, that is mamash also. But if you've got if it's within the parameters of the chief base, it's a minik, it's a well-established minik that would... Yeah, that as well. Perhaps, yeah. Perhaps. No, but it is. If it is. Yeah. You're saying that if a heated mikveh is mutter, then lichoira, a swimming pool should be mutter as well. I don't know. But is there rechitza? I mean, I'm just thinking now that normally people, after going for a swim, they'll have a shower afterwards. So it's hard to see that there's not a rechitza in it. But, yeah, I think it could be at times. Is that Rechitza is an Issa Drabonon, Rechitza. Yeah.
They're wearing clothes, but you're not going to swim
naked. Yeah. But I don't know if that's enough reason to. Yep, not sure. Yeah. Okay. Good, fine. So we'll discuss it, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow about the tomorrow we'll go into the discussion of clapping on Shabbos and more details on that. Good. Okay, good evening, Abayisai. Good evening.